Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As we kicked off our Monroe County High School Spring Spotlight on Monday, at the top of the list was Dustin Carver's South Panther Golfers, already preseason ranked ninth, and that was before they won the Fuzzy Zeller Invitational over the tough Champions Point course in Sellersburg by 29 strokes with about 29-mile-per-hour winds whipping around. Dustin didn't cut anyone this spring. A rather large squad he has, 21 on it, loaded with lots of talent. So with that in mind, the plan then was to divide the teams into playable groups, mixing and matching, if you will.
We're doubling up just because, you know, we're not obviously always going to have Tanner and Joe and Nick and Quinn Pizzo and Brett Knorr. I mean, we're not going to have them, so we doubled up on weekends to get other boys experience. So, you know, they'll be successful down the line and playing in the big tournaments that these guys are playing in. You know, we got a great addition this year with Quinn Pizzo coming back to South. I mean, he's a senior. He was a South student and decided to leave and to a golf academy down in North Carolina, but he decided to come back to South and finish out his senior year. And, you know, that was a great addition to program. And, you know, the great thing about these boys that I have, I mean, they get along really well. They push each other to be successful. And, you know, just a great chemistry among the group that I have right now.
That is South Panther golf coach Dustin Carver. He'll implement that plan starting Thursday, a duel against B&L down at Otis Park, and then the big Hall of Fame tournament at Rock Hollow up in Peru on Saturday. Keeping with our golf theme, that will be the theme tonight on Sports Talk as we get an update from veteran men's coach Mike Mayer, plus Golf Week's contributing writers Lance Ringler, our own Mike Lascott, previewing the Masters. We'll start a little past 6. Sports Talk live from Yogi's tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I was saddened on Monday when Glass told me on the air of the passing of Archie Deese. The things I remember. A true legend, one of Indiana's best ever don a Indiana basketball uniform. Grew up watching Indiana on TV in the early days, the run to the national title in 53. He also was 6'8" and was one of the top national recruits when he decided to wear the uniform himself. He followed another big man legend, if you'll remember, Don Schlunt. Arch told me once that he knew the pressure he was inheriting. Well, as it all turned out, he was the worthiest of successors. He led the Big Ten in scoring not once but twice in a row, and leading Indiana to championships, a share of the title with Michigan State in 57 and then an outright title in 58. I was 11 years old at the time, already hooked on IU hoops. Little did I know I'd have Archie Deese as a true friend decades later. Arch, or 22, Double Deuce, as I referred to him in later life, was my high school color analyst here on the radio waves for years, watching both his son Brett and daughter Lori develop while they prepped at Bloomington North. You know, I've always marveled at first. Well, Arch was the first player in Big Ten history to win that silver basketball trophy, emblematic as most valuable. He was also Indiana's first ever first-round NBA draft pick. Archie built the old timeout lounge on North Walnut, one of Bloomington's top spots to drop in, be it after a Hoosier win or loss, a softball game, or after work. And let me tell you, we did that regularly for years. He was a good friend, husband to Sandy, father to Brett and Lori. He was someone I idolized as an 11-year-old growing up loving Indiana basketball. Someone I'll always idolize, 22, Archie Deese, as he leaves us at the age of 80. I'm Joe Smith.